Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
Welcome to Connected today. You are going to enjoy the program. I promise you that. I have a special guest, a precious lady I just met a few days ago, Annika Daly, and she has Annika Ministries International. And she is from the state of Washington, a real ministry to broken, battered women, abused women. But many, not just women, suffer with abuse today. This program will be a great help. Stay tuned.
Wake up to a sunny day. Not a cloud in the sky, and then it starts to rain. My defenses hit the ground, and they shatter all around, so open and exposed. I found strength in the struggle, face to face with my trouble. When you're broken in a million little pieces, and you're trying, but you can't hold on anymore, every tear falls down for a reason. Don't stop believing in yourself.
Girl, don't be so blue. I know what you're going through. Don't let it beat you up. Hidden walls and getting scars only makes you who you are. Only makes you who you are. No matter how much your heart is aching, there is beauty in the breaking. Yeah.
When you're broken in a million little pieces, and you're trying, but you can't hold on anymore, every tear falls down for a reason.
I have with me today Annika Daly from Annika Ministries International. It's so good to have you, Annika. I see that you're an entrepreneur, a speaker, a minister, and a mother. And I find it so hard to believe a grandmother, but you are. And today she is with us to discuss abuse, yes, and its long-term effects. So good to have you today.
Thank you so very much. I am so happy to be here today to speak on the issues of abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Which in many cases has broken people's hearts, brought shame upon their souls. My mission is to minister in the anointing with love to bring freedom, salvation, and healing into their lives. The journey to wholeness is a journey.
Mm-hmm.
It's a process, not an event, and it takes time.
It really does take time. I would like to ask you some personal questions, because many times our ministry comes out of our life, our past as well. Were you abused?
Yes, I certainly was. I have a great desire to help people because I know the pain, the shame that affects their lives, not just when the events of abuse were occurring, but their effects on their identities and their relationships. It causes them to have certain unhealthy behaviors around the opposite sex. It generates actions that lead to compulsive actions, negative actions, and sinful actions.
Oh, wow. Wow.
It can cause women to become promiscuous with men or women.
Okay.
Many become lesbians. Some become sexually frigid. And some are not able to be affectionate in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
This, of course, affects marriages in a negative way and also affects child rearing.
This really appears to be a broad subject.
Yes, extremely broad, because it has many aspects to it.
Mm. Why is it important to share this with a Christian community? You know, Christians, don't we live perfect lives? Are there Christian women who have experienced abuse?
Absolutely. There's a large number of people in your audience that have suffered abuse, from minimal to severe, from minutes of abuse to months and even years of abuse. Some of the people listening are experiencing some form of abuse right now, whether it be verbal, emotional, physical, or sexual.
And you know, sometimes verbal abuse can even stay with you longer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes, it can. I think it is so important for men in the audience to hear this as well. Many are married to women who are still suffering from the effects of abuse. Men need to understand the cruelty of this demonic evil. Christ died to bring healing and deliverance to those abused people and to deliver them from pain and shame.
I believe it is very necessary for men to hear this as well, because there are some men that are taking it personal. They don't understand why their wife is standoffish or doesn't desire them. So this is going to be a good subject today. Can you talk to us about your journey to wholeness?
As I said, the journey of wholeness is a process, not an event. It takes time. It takes, and it begins with coming out of denial about what is taking place or currently taking place.
Do you minimize the battering or minimizing the beginning of sexual abuse?
I think you absolutely do. For instance, in my life, abuse began from my father when I was about 7 or 8 years old.
Wow.
And I would like to say there, for the most part, abusers come out of abused families themselves.
Wow, that's true.
Yes. My father told me as I was being abused, and I think this happens with many people that are being abused, is that you can't tell anyone. I was a very compliant child. I was very intimidated. And if I was to tell someone, then I would have gotten into big, big trouble.
Wow. And there are effects that probably were upon you as a result of that.
Absolutely. I had nightmares. I walked in my sleep. There were many things that I was affected by, but I didn't really understand that until later on when I grew up.
How did this affect your ability to relate to other people, Annika?
Well, I thought that I was okay once the abuse stopped, which was when I was about 13 years old. I didn't realize the long-term effect on me. But as I grew, I was unable to trust, and to trust men in particular. I had confused feelings, especially when I began to meet the opposite gender. What am I supposed to do with them or with this person? How am I going to relate to them? How do I understand their motives? Are they going to want to abuse me? Are they going to want to be my friend? Mm-hmm. It was just very confusing. Many perpetrators say that you have to do this, that you have to go to bed mm-hmm. with the person you date, because that is the only way they will love you and stay with you. This many times leads to promiscuous behavior.
I want to talk about you today a little bit, because sometimes your testimony can help other people. I know there are especially women like yourself who have suffered abuse. There are husbands, even husbands. They say more husbands that are abused never reveal it because of the shame involved. How did the process for your wholeness begin, Annika?
When I was 20 years old, I accepted Jesus as my Savior. I will never forget that day, which changed the course of my life. Actually, I believe we can see a picture of this in John 11, where Jesus was notified of his friend Lazarus' mm-hmm. sickness. Jesus purposely stayed there in the place where he was 2 extra days. There are many times in our lives when we want Jesus to come immediately, mm-hmm. and often he does not. Now, Jesus shows up on the scene, and Mary says, "If you had been here earlier, my brother would not have died." She was weeping. When Jesus saw that she was weeping and the others weeping as well, he was deeply moved in the spirit and was troubled, and he wept.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know in the story, it's like Jesus was called on purpose. He delayed his coming. It was as if he didn't even care about Lazarus, and that's how they took it.
That's right. That's how they took it, and that's how we take it. Uh-huh. But yet we really don't understand. Sometimes the delay can be the best thing for us.
We'll pick up when we come right back.
I receive it. Oh. just can't stay any longer. Your perfect love is casting out fear. You are the God of all power, and it is your will that my life is here. Sickness can't stay any longer. Your perfect love is casting out fear. You are the God of all power, and it is your will that my life is here. Oh, sickness can't stay. Is casting out fear. You are the God of all power, and it is your will that my life is healed. Sickness can't stay any longer. Nothing love is casting out fear.
Annika, we're talking about the subject of abuse, and if, my friend, you have suffered or a friend of yours have suffered, stay tuned the next few minutes. I believe God is going to touch you. We stopped to go to a song where you were talking about the story of Lazarus, and they called for Jesus to come, and he was a friend. He stayed in their home many times, and when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he delayed his coming. And then Lazarus died. Would you share concerning this story how that relates to abuse?
Well, I'm going to continue now
with
Martha. Okay. Why are you rolling away the stone?
Mm-hmm.
There will be a stench, for he has been dead 4 days.
And Jesus, when he finally came, he was dead, and he wanted them to remove the stone so he could raise him from the dead. But Martha didn't even understand that. They didn't understand at all. Sometimes as victims, we relate to this.
As victims of abuse, we often feel dead, paralyzed, depressed, less than anyone else because of so much that has been stolen from us. The shame and the guilt overwhelms us. But Jesus says, roll away the stone. Then even as he spoke to Lazarus, come forth, he speaks to us,
yes,
come forth from the grave of abuse. As Lazarus comes forth, Jesus says, take off the grave clothes. The linen strips were so tightly wrapped around his body, he had been dead for 4 days. Someone helped take the strips of linen off. As victims of abuse, we have layers wrapped around our bodies that must come off. The top layers may come off easy at first. At this point, we're willing to confront the pain that halts our lives from beginning to go forward. But as the layers go deeper, we find that the layers of abuse that have been wrapped around us become part of our identity. This not only is wrapped around the outer portion of our body, but is actually has become something that has been hidden inside, causing us to live a lie rather than confronting the pain. In order to be free, to be whole and healthy, you have to go back to the pain, to the root issues that lie within us as we get healed.
Mm-hmm.
You see, Lazarus could not unwrap himself. He had to have help from someone else. God desires that you get help.
Amen.
Amen. Isn't that awesome?
Yes,
he does. Don't have to do it ourselves.
Uh-huh.
The best help to unravel the pain is from people who have been trained in biblically based Christian counseling. You see, I was one of those victims as well. I am here to tell you that the journey to wholeness is worth every step of the way.
Yes. Well, it says in 2 Corinthians, Annika, chapter 5, verse 17. Yeah, so anyone in Christ is a new creation. Everything is old that has passed away.
Yes, as the layers are being stripped away, each layer is the old pain of shame, fear, rejection, anger, hatred, lust, self-loathing, confusion, identity issues. And underneath all this is the new creation in Christ.
Yeah.
You, the overcomer.
Well, we all need the knowledge of Christ, who we are in Christ Jesus, who he is in our lives. We need that knowledge, but we also need the knowledge of our new identity. Would you pray for our listening audience right now, Annika?
Yes, I'd be more than happy to. Father in heaven, as there are many listeners out there right now that are bound in some sort of abuse, I pray, Father, that you would send people and open the doors so that they can get help. I pray by the Holy Spirit that if there's anything that has touched them or awarenesses that have touched them through the message that we just gave, I pray, oh God, that they would go and they would pray so that they would be able to be more equipped and to also acknowledge that they need help and go to the appropriate people. I thank you. I thank you so much, God, for giving me the opportunity to be here today to touch on the subject of abuse. Thank you, Lord, in your name.
Amen. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, there's a number that you can call, 301-895-3292. Someone will pray for you. We're not counselors. We can't counsel you. However, we can pray for you. And so right now, if you want the Lord to touch your life and receive him as Lord, just say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that you died for me and that you rose again. Forgive me today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Annika, it's so good to have you with us, and we look forward to having you back.
Absolutely. I would love to come back. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at HeesAlive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.